Thank you, Mr. President. Nigeria at the outset wishes to join delegations to offer deepest condolences to the government of Japan. And my delegation seizes this opportunity to retreat profound dismay over the continuous attempts to create new notions, standards, and wanton misinterpretation of international treaties and other salient human rights with instruments with the introduction of several non-consensual concepts and languages into the UN systems and multilateral agreed terms. On the rights of women and girls, it is clear that there are no controversies that women and girls deserve protection and considerable attention concerning their well-being and support. Nevertheless, we must be guided not to dilute the interests of women and girls with the agenda of a few who seize every opportunity to project views and non-consensual ideologies wrongly termed progressive agenda. This is in view of the need to underscore that cultural and social values are neither universal or homogeneous. Granted that our girl child, young daughters and young women and women do face challenges in various climes, including gender pay differences between women and men, but which, by the way, is most surprising and totally alien to this delegation, it is still unacceptable that these condemnable actions are subsumed under sexual preferences. Such contexts tend to dilute the importance of ensuring and promoting the dignity of girls, daughters, and women across the globe. On the renewal of the mandate of the Independent Expert on Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, my delegation wishes to state most emphatically that the ability of a country to make laws for the good governance of its people remains a salient attribute of nationhood. Indeed, the enactment of the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act of 2013 by our National Assembly unreservedly prohibits same-sex marriage, homosexuality, lesbianism, gay and transgender attitudes among the citizens. In conclusion, the government and the good people of Nigeria join the like-minded member states to reject in its totality the renewal of the mandate of the Independent Expert on Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. I thank you.